you had a really successful, you know, music career. Four Strong Winds, the quintessential Canadian song, much to your surprise, even. But you're pretty much as successful as a cowboy. And you did, you'd sort of do one, then do the other, and then there were times when you tried to do both at the same time.
Yes, and there have been times, lots of times when one has suffered because of the other. I mean, it happens. But sometimes you get into that sweet zone, and they both work. You can't. It's like keeping the balls in the air that you're juggling. It doesn't happen all the time, but occasionally it does. But if you're a writer, I think that's good because one feeds off the other. You know, I mean, my songs, the majority of my songs that I wrote through the 90s and 80s, they all came out of the ranching life. What I'm writing now is, I've written so many of those songs. I'm writing songs about Africa now, and having been over there a couple of times. I mean, the last song I wrote was I didn't intend it to be, but it's just kind of a retro English 70s pop song, you know? It's kind of neat. It's called Song in a Dream, but it's I can just hear, you know, I can hear the Seekers singing that song. You know, it's English 70s pop. So how did that, I don't know where that came out of, but.
What's the kick now? I know the horse will always be a kick. That's just a given. Is it the song
writing? You don't intend that to be a pun, do you?
No, but if you want to whack me over the head with a horseshoe, go ahead. What's the kick? Is it the writing? Is it the performing? Is it just jamming with musicians you really respect and seeing what you can do? What, you know?
I don't jam very much, and I wish I did, because I live in an isolated place, and I regret that. You know, living outside of Calgary, so great people come through Calgary, and I always hear about it 10 days after they were there. You know, but we're starting to get them in our little towns now too. You know, we had in our little in High River and Nanton and Longview. The times are tougher now, so we're getting some pretty good musicians. But performing is what I really like now, and I like it more than ever. We're playing better than we ever did. My new guitar player he bounces off me, and I bounce off him, and we're playing really good. The travel is disgusting. The border crossing is ugly, just ugly. But you know, if you don't let that discourage you too much, it's still, you know, we've gone back to driving. In the last little while, we've taken a couple little tours driving, and it's great. It was like old times, you know. The flying is awful.
Your voice is not the same voice that I remember, but a lot of people like the new voice, and you got kind of a craggy face now. You're still a handsome guy, but the new voice actually goes with the face. Does that make any
sense?
Well,
it goes with the stories.
Yeah.
It goes with the stories, I think. And people say, you know, it's, I'm delivering the lyrics in a more relevant way that captures the, you know, the voice fits those stories. And if, And I started doing them in a somewhat more I don't think emotional is the right way. I guess it is, but you know, not trying to be overly dramatic in the, you know, in the vaudeville Broadway sense or anything. But I worked harder because I was, you know, I was concerned. You know, I was worried about my voice and how am I going to sell these stories? How am I going to tell these stories in a way that entertains folks and takes them away on that journey, you know. And so I worked real hard at it, and it's kind of paid off. It's kind of given me formed this style which seems to be working.
By the end of the book, you seem, and sitting across from me now, pretty comfortable in your skin, but you know, early on in the book, not so much. But now you think you've found Ian Tyson?
Well, I don't know if I found Ian Tyson, but I've I've regained, you know, I've gained some peace, I think, acceptance to that I can't, certain things I can't change, and I think a little more successful in living in the moment, which I think is real important when you get old, you know. You live in the moment and live it as best you can in that, within that moment, because you know, you don't have a long, you don't have, you're not bulletproof anymore, you don't have unlimited time, and so you gotta, that's why I went down the Colorado River last month on a raft, and it was magnificent, you know, magnificent journey. I wouldn't have done that 20 years ago.
No?
I'd be too busy. Be too busy at the ranch, or too busy doing a show, or, you know. So I'm, it's an old cliche, but I'm trying, you know, smelling the roses, or trying to.
The book is Ian Tyson, The Long Trail, My Life in the West. I've been speaking with the author, Ian Tyson, and The Long Trail, published by Random House of Canada.